That's a tough gospel. None of us really want to hear it. So we're much like Peter, we're much like Jeremiah, who was not preaching the gospel because he was long before the gospel. But the role of being a prophet always was difficult. And when God called Jeremiah, he had an especially difficult job trying to preach to people who didn't want to hear what he had to say, to lay out what God is commanding his people to do or not do. And so as a result, all Jeremiah ever got was ridicule, persecution, rejection, isolation. Nobody wanted to be around him. And we're kind of like that too. Somebody's carrying bad news, we don't want to hear it. So after a while, you just kind of avoid the person or avoid the whole idea. And Peter was like that too. Remember just a very short time before this, Jesus said to Peter, "You are rock, and on this rock I will build my church," because of the profession of faith he had made in Jesus. And now here it is a short time thereafter where Peter's trying to tell Jesus exactly how he should fulfill his mission in this world. And so we kind of have a tendency to feel we have a right to do that. That if we join an organization and we don't particularly like some things about the organization, we feel that we as an outsider really have a right to come in and change everything over. That suddenly we know more about the operation than maybe many, many years of history. And so Peter was like that. You know, Jesus, he said, "You've been pretty successful so far. I mean, people love you. They like the things you do. They preach. They like the message you preach. They like to see the signs that you work, the meals that you provide, all of these things. The people think it's wonderful. Why don't you just leave that alone?" But Jesus tried to tell him, there is more to this mission than just the word. It's how do you live that word? And living that word is not always an easy task. It wasn't easy for Jeremiah. It wasn't easy for the apostles, as they found out soon after Jesus was arrested. It's not easy for any of us, especially in our world today that mocks everything about religion that we profess to believe in. And so as a consequence, we sometimes want to do like Peter. No, don't talk about it. You know, why stir people up? Just don't talk about it. Let things alone. So we do that with things like life. We do that with things like marriage. We do that with things like morality, dignity, respect for people, the individual dignity, the presence of God in each person. So we just kind of ignore that. And we go along with the crowd because it's always much easier. It's easy to join a group in hating something or somebody. But say to be able to stand up and say, we have no right to do that, takes an extreme amount of courage. And nobody wants the ridicule that comes with that. Oh, you're one of them. You're just like him. So it's kind of like that in the Christian life. If we're going to uphold values and believe in them and live by them and teach them, there is a price you pay. Not everybody is happy about what we believe as Catholics. Not everybody is happy about the fact that we profess a protection of all life, from the infant in the womb to the old person who struggles to get around. We protect all life. Simply to take life for the sake of taking it is in God's eyes a destruction of his creation. We have no right. He talks about morality, how people are supposed to live in society in harmony with one another, in peace with one another. And that's what he came to teach. But we think we can do that. We think we can live in harmony with people by violating all of the rules and regulations that Christ gave for us to live in a civilized society. So suddenly we take all the morals and values that have been upheld for centuries, and we feel it's all right to just pitch them. And then we wonder why we have violence and hatred and killings and just reckless caring about human life. And Jesus said, it's going to be tough. This is not an easy road. Do you want the reward that I'm laying out for you? If you do, I ask that you commit yourself to this. And I ask that you do it not because of it's a rule. I ask you to do it because you love. You love your God. You love your fellow man. Everything about Jesus was based on love. The reason he came to the world, the reason he suffered and died, the reason he bore all that he did bear, the reason he spent time with us, the reason he rose from the dead and continues to be with us, is all based on his love for us. The Father gave us to him, and he recognizes that. And he said, all those you gave me, Father, I want to be with me where I am. And so he wants all of us because he loves us. He loves us with a passion, with a love that we have a hard time imagining. Our own relationship with our Lord too often is not one of love. It's simply of doing what we think we have to do because it's a rule. And unfortunately, we've kind of accepted that as a norm for many, many years. And what he asks of us is, do you love me? If you love me, I have no worry because you will look out for what I stand for. It's when we don't, you know, no one loves a law. You know, we recognize the need of them, but I don't think anybody really loves a law that wants to embrace the law and take it with them wherever they go. I don't think anybody wants to do that. But when that law is love, you are concerned about a person. You're concerned about embracing and doing things because I love this person who represents all of this to me. If you love somebody, you go out of your way to do and please and excel for them. That's what Jesus did for us. And he said, all I ask is that you are willing to do that too. It's not easy. You're going to have to take up your cross. You're going to have to suffer. People will say, well, you're just one of those old-fashioned people. Don't want anything to do with you. I don't hear anything you have to say. We don't want to be subject to that ridicule, but it's there. And Jesus said, if you're my follower, you're going to have to put up with some of that. Do you love me enough to do that? So Jesus said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. I'm not changing my way because it's uncomfortable for you. And he probably says pretty much the same thing to all of us. Don't stand in my way. This is what I have determined to do, and I'm doing it because I love you. I love you with the kind of love that I want you to be with me for all eternity. Are you willing to do what it takes? Do you love me enough to risk that?